Hi guys, Pastor Jeff here from the Lewis Center campus. I want to welcome you to our Friday Drivecast edition. Fridays are the day of the week that we venture off from the weekly teaching topic and go where the Lord takes us. So let's dig in. You know, lately I've been immersing myself in the gospel accounts of Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. And you know the story about the garden on the night of Jesus' betrayal by Judas and then his arrest. He's in the garden, and actually it's an olive grove that's full of olive trees, and he withdraws from the disciples except for his three pillars, who were Peter, James, and John. And he says to the three of them, and this is from Luke's account in Luke chapter 22, Jesus says, "You three stay here and pray that you don't enter into temptation." And the biblical word is perosmos for temptation. And it doesn't mean to seduce somebody to do something bad or evil, but it means putting someone through a test. And so essentially what Jesus is saying to Peter, James, and John is, pray that you don't enter into the test. And then Jesus withdrew from them, and he began to pray, saying, "Father, if thou art willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but thy will be done." And then the story goes on from here, and we know that Jesus passes the test, and the three disciples fail their test. And why is this? Yeah, you know, the flesh is weak, and Jesus knows that the disciples and Peter, they're going to fail the test big time. And you can read the rest of Luke chapter 22 and see all of this for yourself. But my aha moment came as I reflected upon what it was that helped Jesus pass the test. I began dissecting his prayer in Gethsemane, and if you listen closely, you'll hear echoes of the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that he gave us to pray every day, because there's excerpts in that prayer that says, "Father," and then "thy will be done." Of course, it's on earth as it is in heaven. "Lead us not into temptation," or the perosmos, or the test, "but deliver us from evil." And I heard that as, and it just seems to me that Jesus' default during this time of extreme agony in the garden, in the midst of panic and mental and physical trauma, is the prayer that he gave us to pray every day, so that when we face the test or are in the test, our default is going to be like his, by praying the Lord's Prayer. Yeah, Peter, James, and John, their eyes were heavy. They fell asleep. Yet Jesus' instructions for them to wait here, watch, and pray that you may not enter into temptation or the test, well, unfortunately, rather than pray, they drifted off. But may we be like our Lord, who, when the tester comes, our default is going to be to the Lord's Prayer, so that we can pass the test and not fail the test. So as we land the plane today, I invite you to pray with me. Maybe you're going through the test, or you know someone in your family who's being tested, or you want to be prepared for when the test comes. Well, let's bring all that to Jesus right now. If you want to pray with me, you can pray something like this. Jesus, help me to follow your example today, to watch and pray, that my reaction to the test, that it will be not my will, but your will be done. Help my default be like yours, Jesus. May your prayer, the Lord's Prayer, come out of me when the tester comes my way. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So as usual, I want to thank all of you loyal Drivecast listeners for tuning in as often as you do, and I wish you a safe and a happy weekend, and Do your best to worship with us in person at one of our four locations this coming Sunday. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long.